One Man's Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Paul and Rexford Frome in the doorway of the Frome house.
Come in, Paul. Christine's right in there in the living room. I think you know the way, don't you?
I'm sure I do.
Yes. It used to be a very familiar path.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, have you heard about the very special offer our sponsor is making on Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N? Tabsin is the new improved antihistaminic tablet for summer cold symptoms. And you can try Tabsin now for just 10 cents. That's what I said, 10 cents. If you suffer from hay fever or summer colds, or if you know someone who does, here is a wonderful opportunity to find out how Tabsin can help relieve the sniffles, the sneezes, the watery and itching eyes and nose, how it acts quickly to relieve the headache that so often accompanies hay fever and summer colds. Yes, right now, you can have a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin for just 10 cents. Here's all you do. Just send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. Here's that address again. For your regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin, that's T-A-B-C-I-N, send 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana. This offer is for a limited time only, so send for your liberal trial package of Tabsin today. Chapter 20, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Frome. Up at the top of the house in the Barber family home, Paul sits at his desk looking at a packet of letters which lie before him. They are the ones which Christine had written him from Europe, and which she has asked him to bring to her at Rexford Frome's house. Paul rises and goes to the window and looks out on the houses of Seacliff, San Francisco. The windows of the Frome place, just down the street, are reflecting the reddish gold light of the setting sun. Paul turns back to his desk, lifts the receiver of the telephone, and dials.
Hello. Christine? I hope it's all right to phone you. Can you talk? Yes, I just got the notes you sent me. You want me to bring your letters over before dinner? Okay. Then I'll come over with them right now. Rex is there, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't stay because I know that will only add.
Well, that'll be fine. Thank you so much. We'll expect you in a short while then, Paul.
Yes. I'll explain what it's all about when you get here. I know it must seem utterly fantastic to you.
Tell him it's all my doing.
Yes, all right, Paul. Bye.
You seem very casual on the telephone.
What do you mean?
I was under the impression that you two hadn't talked since you got back here. Your conversation just now would lead me to think otherwise.
Rex, your attitude has made it impossible for me to be natural. I'm sure that if I'd said anything to indicate I was glad to hear from him, you'd have criticized that, too.
But you have talked to him before this.
Oh, we've been all over this,
Rex. Yes, but I've never had a satisfactory answer.
Listen to me. You promised that if I could show you that I had no intention of marrying Paul, you'd be satisfied. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Well, then, for heaven's sake, will you wait till he gets here with the proof?
Very well.
And you won't think of something else to worry about. You'll accept this as final.
Yes, unless something comes up to indicate that it isn't final.
Rex, I can't control your imagination. I've done my best to convince you that I did not come back to San Francisco because of Paul. This wild notion that I tried to get rid of you in Europe so I could rush back here to get married is completely without foundation. It's all in your mind.
But surely you can see how my mind worked. When the thought struck me in that Swiss sanitarium that you and Bob had worked this all out, I became frantic. I could picture you writing and making plans. Well, the more I thought, the more plausible it became. I felt that I had to get here ahead of you and be on the ground to see that nothing happened. You want me to be free of this haunting suspicion so I can see a chance for a little happiness in my life, don't you? Is that too much to ask?
Everything I've done has been for your happiness, Rex. Surely you don't think it's been for my own, do you?
Now you're saying that I've robbed you of happiness by coming between you and Bob.
Oh, will you stop it? You twist everything I say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. Huh? Chris, our relationship was idyllic until you began your romance with Paul Barber. Until then, we never had so much as a harsh word.
Yes, but you were the one who...
Don't say it. I don't want to hear you say again that I put you two together. That's something that preys on my mind to the point where I... Chris, I get cold shivers when I think that I was the one who was almost responsible for your marrying into the Barber family.
Please, don't get wrought up. It didn't happen and won't.
Thank you. You don't know what...
Oh, there's Paul.
I'll go, Chris.
All right.
Well, you suddenly seem nervous. Does the thought of seeing him make your heart beat faster?
Go to the door, please.
It's growing dark. I should light the candles there by you. He likes you in candlelight.
If you don't go to the door, I shall, Rex.
I'm going.
So rude to keep him waiting this way.
Oh, I love to keep a barber waiting.
How are you, Rex?
Come in, Paul.
Thank you.
Christine's right in the living room. I think you know the way, don't you?
Yes, I'm sure I do.
Yes, it was a familiar path one time.
Hello, Paul.
Well, it's good to see you, Chris.
Would you like to sit there?
Thank you.
I'm afraid I cramp you two. Must be a strain to make this first meeting so matter of fact.
Chris, I'll hand these letters to you. You'll find, I think, that they're all there.
Thank you, Paul.
Not a very large packet.
No, I didn't write as often as I might have.
Not many, but precious, huh, Barbara?
I'm afraid a denial of that would be hard to reconcile with the fact that I've kept them. If you're looking for some particular one, Chris, it might help you to know that they're arranged in the order of their receipt.
Yes, I see. The one I think that'll prove most important is this one I mailed in Switzerland.
Well, now that I've served my purpose, I believe it might be better.
Oh, no, please don't go, Paul. I want you to know why I've asked for these letters.
That isn't necessary unless you feel that you want to.
I do want to. You see, the other night, I happened to say in the course of an argument with Rex...
I'd prefer to have you say discussion.
All right, Rex. We were having a discussion about you, Paul, about our relationship. I was trying to convince Rex that I had definitely told you we'd never marry, that I'd written you letters to that effect, several of them, in fact.
That's quite true.
Well, the whole point is that Rex became almost obsessed with the idea of seeing those letters, to see that I wasn't lying, I suppose.
I didn't think you were lying, Chris. Well, call it what you will. I just wanted to be sure. This is too important to me not to be sure, Barbara.
I realize that.
I didn't know how he felt at first because he didn't talk to me about it. I just learned today that he'd sent Mr. Wigglesworth to your house to try to get them.
Yes. And when that failed, he even... Well, we'll let that pass.
What?
Any other effort to get those letters, I'll leave for Rex to explain. If you don't mind, I prefer it that way, Chris.
All right.
You know, you have certain qualities I can't help admiring at times, Barbara.
Anyway, when he finally told me what these meant to him, I sent you that note and asked you to bring them, Paul. I hope they'll serve to remove any doubt in Rex's mind about how we stand in our relationship. I've had a most difficult time convincing him that I didn't come back here to marry you, but I came only because of my concern for him.
I should think that would be fairly obvious by now.
Have you found the letters you were looking for, Chris?
I've found one of the letters, one of the later ones, here. This one written in Switzerland, right after you went to the hospital. Would you mind switching on the lights, Rex?
Well, how about the candles? I think it might lend a nice atmosphere to the ceremony if it were solemnized in the warm glow of candlelight.
I wish you'd please turn on the lights.
Oh, but it'd be so fitting to close this romance in the same way it began. You sitting there, Paul looking at you, admiring the pattern of your skin... In the lambent flame
Rex,
of candle.
Rex, please.
I'm merely quoting our friend here. Besides, it all appeals to my sense of the drama. When Paul first came to this house, you sat about there. You did look beautiful, my dear sister. Candles become you. And now that we're writing an end...
Sit down, Rex. I'll turn on the lights, Chris.
Thank you.
Should I switch on more than that?
No, that's plenty, thank you.
Gracious of you. As my fat attorney says, only you're not nearly as submissive as he is.
Will you need me any longer, Chris?
I wish you'd stay if you don't mind, Paul. this may be the last time we'll ever see each other. I know it. Would you stay? At least until we've satisfied Rex.
Yes.
I wish I could bring myself to leave you two alone. In your present mood, however, I don't believe it would be wise.
Listen to this, please. I'm going to read a portion of my letter written the day I left you in that sanitarium in Switzerland. Could anything be more conclusive than this of what my intentions are about Paul? Right near the end here, I said, and whatever faint hope might have remained of our ever marrying is at last now completely and finally gone. I've just come from putting Rex in the sanitarium here. My poor brother is in such a state that our marriage would, I'm positive, be the final blow which would push him into... I hesitate to put it into words what it might do. It can never be Paul. It can never be. I hope the fact that we will probably never see each other again may prove of some solace, and perhaps time and work will serve to help overcome the pain that this decision gives to me, and to you, I'm sure. For I know how deeply you... I don't think it's necessary to go on.
I'd like to hear the end. For I know how deeply you... What?
I can quote it for you. For I know how deeply you love me.
And is that all?
No. The final line is... Goodbye. I shall always love you, Paul.
Back in just a moment with further developments. We want you to get acquainted with Tabsin to find out for yourself how it can help relieve the discomforts of hay fever and summer colds. That's why we're making you this special offer, friends. Listen, if you'll send 10 cents right now, we'll send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. Now, this is a real opportunity, one you'll want to tell your friends about. But remember, you must act at once because this offer is for a limited time only. And here's all you do to get your liberal trial package of Tabsin. Just send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, and we'll send you a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. Did you get that address? Here it is again. Send your dime with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for your liberal trial package of Tabsin. Paul.
As I left Frome's house, Christine's letters were burning in the fireplace where Rex had thrown them. They are ashes now. That's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
This is the season for picnics, for vacations in the North Woods, for other outdoor fun. It's the season, too, for mosquitoes, chiggers, and other troublesome insects, and for poison ivy. But you can get fast relief from the itching and irritation of insect bites and poison ivy with Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is the remarkable new antiseptic and bactericide made by Miles Laboratories. Bactine is different from anything you've ever tried, so do try it. Ask for Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. 30 and 70 cents a bottle at your drugstore. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed each weekday night at this time, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Monday, Chapter 21, Book 76. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and an up-to-the-minute report on both the hot and cold war. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.